You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 108. And today I'm talking to a real fire starter. We're going to talk about how to claim and dominate your best year ever. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. As this episode's dropping, it's the beginning of 2019, and this is a year that has a lot of potential in it, and we are going to talk about how to claim your best year ever. I've got a special guest joining in today for sharing his insights in terms of what it takes. I'll introduce him in a minute, but first, let me remind you, in order to make this year the best year ever, you're going to need some tools in your toolkit, especially if you've never done it before, and that's okay. We all have to start somewhere. So whether you're brand new at entrepreneurship or you've been in business a while and you really want to kick things up a notch, make sure you get a copy of Your Revenue Rush, How to Bring Fast Cash into Your Business. It's totally free at yourrevenuerush.com. And inside this free download, what you'll find is my top 10 strategies for getting a quick influx of cash, how to run certain kinds of promotions that get people to jump on an opportunity and bring some revenue in the door, plus a few little tricks of the trade to what I call front load your cash flow and make sure that consistent revenue is always coming in the door. So you can get your free copy at yourrevenuerush.com. Now, let me introduce my guest today. Well, I am so excited to talk with Chris today about claiming your best year ever. This is going to be one of those game-changing episodes, especially if you are used to having an intention that kind of goes away but by March or April of the year. But let me tell you just a little bit about Chris. He's really become very special to me this year. Well, I actually should say last year, since we're already in the new year. But let's just talk about what it takes to get your best year ever. You need the fire that Chris Burns brings. So clients hire Chris Burns, who we call him AKA Mr. Heartfire, to hold them accountable, break through their BS, encourage them to be their best, and achieve higher levels of personal and professional performance. Since hitting rock bottom at an early age and bouncing back stronger than ever, over the last 2 years, Chris has interviewed more than 425 inspirational role models, influencers, and leaders on his weekly 12-hour, get this, 12-hour live-streamed marathon. It's live for 12 hours. And his podcast called Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. But more importantly, Chris has actually become a dear friend to me. We got to know each other at a podcasting event last year, and he's one of those people, he just like shows up with this big, extraordinary heart and connects with you in this deep and meaningful way. So Chris, I'm so excited to have you help us set the tone for a brand new year in a whole new way.
Let's do it, Melanie. I'm so excited to be here. And for anyone who's tuned in, get ready to amplify your success. Amplify into your greatest possible self, because that's what we're doing here today. Let's do
it. That's right. Mic drop. Boom. Oh, and I just got to say, again, talking about your marathon, I was so honored to be your guest on it earlier in 2018. But wowza, dude, you go for 12 hours live.
That's right. At the time of this recording, we've done 78 of these 12-hour marathons. And I always looked for what is going to be my secret sauce. And I think people can relate to wanting to be different, wanting to be unique and to stand out in the marketplace. It's really a challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs. And so when I did our very first 12-hour marathon, got tons of views and engagement, I was like, okay, we got something here. Now I just get to master myself and my health and just keep showing up and the rest will take care of itself.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. And I'm glad you brought up the health part, because I know that is part of your secret sauce. You really put a lot of attention into self-care and really totally nourishing your body. And so we'll talk about habits in a minute, but I know, you know, for a lot of people, this is going to be a pivot year. This is going to be a time where they know going into this new year, or anytime you listen to this, it's like, how can I pivot and really start to experience the results that I've been talking about.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest difference between setting an intention and really claiming your best year ever?
Yeah, the big thing that they say in network marketing is be here 1 year from now. And it applies to this too. It's be in your intention for the entire year. How do you like really own your intention every single day for the entire year, every month? It's not just saying, hey, you know, I want to start off with the year with health and be in my best health ever. And then 1 month in, you're not focusing on it. No. What is your structure to take it all the way through the year? Are you going to sign up for a coaching program with Melanie or myself that takes you for the entire year, a 12-month program to make sure that your butt is on the fire, so to speak. Your butt is in the hot seat and you're accountable for those results. So, you know, really one thing I found that really transformed my visions is being a parent, right? A father or a mother to your vision. Because if you are not really protecting that vision and protecting your commitment and your intention, your declaration of who you're being for 2019 and any year you make this for, then it's going to fade away and people are going to come in, life's going to come in, life is going to happen. And unless you are steadfast in your boundaries and your word, if you're impeccable with your word and maintaining your commitment, even if you fall off the track, that's okay, get back on. And from the start, you have an intention to be here 1 year from now and be that father and be that mother. And we can dive into that even more, Melanie, but that's the biggest thing that I would recommend.
I love this idea of parenting your vision, because I see it fall apart all the time for people where it's like, there's the intention, you know, you say it, but you haven't really integrated it in a way that it stays with you, right? Like, you know, now this new bright shiny object comes up and you're chasing this new idea, or this other thing comes up, or you hit a period where you get really busy and you forget to do the things that actually nurture that goal along. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about that. And then I want to get into some of the other details, but like, what does that mean to parent your vision? Like how, you know, what has to be in place that maybe would make this next year different than any year before?
Yeah. So just conceptually, let's get a framework, a mindset about this being a parent for something. Because a lot of times when people think about being a parent today, it's like a burden. It's a burden to be a father or a mother, to have to take care of a kid. And there's also a strength in that, right? Wherever anyone is at, I'm just saying typically it's like when you have a kid, it's like, oh man, you know, your life, you better get ready to only focus on that kid and all the fun and everything goes out the window. I'm not a parent yet. And I'm taking on this aspect of fathering in my life because I'm committed to being both the childlike, wonderful Chris who's in constant bliss and 6-year-old dancing, playing, you know, discovering the warrior, the young adult who fights and fights for what's important to me and drives and has tons of energy, and also the father, so to speak, and the king, or if you're a woman, you're the queen, right? You are someone who protects your kingdom, your domain, your dominion. What is your yours. And when you claim 2019 is X, 2019 is the year of health, 2019 is the year of you know, amplification, of business success, of I'm going to surround myself with legendary people, with influencers, whatever that is for you, whatever your declaration is, then that is something you have to really own. You have to be the parent of it. It's not just like, hey, I make a intention and then I, or a set of declaration, then I walk away. No, you have to keep nourishing it. You have to keep nourishing and nurturing it. You have to feed it life. You have to, like a plant, keep watering it every single day, or at least frequently, maybe not every day, but every other day or multiple times a week, to make sure that you are checking in. Is this thing still growing? Is this seed that I've planted of greatest possible health or business success and abundance and prosperity, or even getting into the relationship of my dreams? Am I becoming the person who attracts that? You know, you hear a lot of, who do you have to become to achieve that goal? So if you have a goal of earning, let's say, 6 figures or even 7 figures, who do you have to become to achieve that goal? So that's basics. That's like, you know, design your vision, break down the steps into bite-sized steps. If you need help with that, then, you know, contact Melanie or I, because we can help you do that. And it, if we're looking for the deeper level, what you have to shift, the leverage point that I would say it is, it's the being the father, being the mother, being someone who is ferocious for your dream, for your vision, for the thing that you are creating. It's a creation. You created it in language. And I would recommend you start sharing it with people, especially the people you trust. For me, last year in 2018, I made this year the year of nurturing, right? 2018 was the year of nurturing. And I sent that that declaration to about 200 people in 2017. In the end of 2017, I sent a bunch of people messages saying, hey, you can count on me to be nurturing in my relationships, in my business, and this is how it's going to look. And by the way, I would love to hear what your focus is. So make it a conversation with people. If you have an accountability partner, a coach, a group, or a community that you can speak this into existence into, get it so it's not just on your own, but rather you're telling people about it and you're sharing it with people and have them help father or mother or create into existence your vision. Because that's the biggest thing that helps is getting support and making it a conversation, not just in your own mind, but in other people's minds, key people who you know will push you when you falter, who will challenge you when you get comfortable, who will invite you into something even greater when you have achieved what you set out to achieve.
Yeah, well said. See, you guys can feel that fire.
That's right.
But, you know, so what I took out of what you just said, and I think this is a really important distinction, is setting an intention is nice, like getting, you know, this clarity. And I want to drill into that more in a minute. But when you claim it, you're protecting it and you're actually setting up a container in which you can be successful. And I think for a lot of people, that means how do you stay present with this goal, this dream that you have, and not just put it on a shelf and go, okay, that's what I'm doing this year. And then you forget about it when you get into the day to day. So it's like being a champion means you've got to have other people championing it, and you've got to speak it out loud and you've got to keep it front of mind.
Yeah. And even thinking about Olympic performers, those are the people who go in extra time. They allocate extra time to their craft, to the discipline. So what's the extra time that you're willing to allocate to checking in on, am I on track or off track? Are you willing to do a weekly review of 1 or 2 hours every week to determine if you're succeeding at that? Do you have someone, a structure with someone else who you're going to be checking in with for the next year? You ask someone, hey, will you be in my life for the next year to make sure that I accomplish this goal? That takes some real chutzpah. That takes some real courage to ask someone to be at that level of commitment, because that you, if you ask someone that, you are freaking committed. And if that person says yes, great, then they're with you. And if they fall off the track, then you get someone else. If they say no, great, find someone else who is willing to do that for you. But that's super important, is to have a structure, weekly check-ins, monthly check-ins, quarterly check-ins, to know, am I on track or off track with this, and review your progress. And that's super important too.
Yeah. Well said.
Thank you.
I think another kind of like game changer is how you create clarity around your vision. Yeah. And I'd love to hear like how you set that up and how you help your clients get that level of clarity you need to be taking the right actions.
Yeah. Yeah. So something that I love to do is, first off, journal. I love journaling. It's so much fun for me. So the basic activity is to picture yourself 1 year from now, when you are completing 2019, what have you accomplished, and journal about that and say, wow, it was the most amazing year. I look back, and you can write these things. I look back and I see that every step was so key, was so pivotal. I remember back in October, I did this and I got this speaking engagement, or I met the woman or man of my dreams, or I finally got into the best shape of my life. And then going back into June, I can see the reason why I got those things in October is because I was taking massive action. I was working on myself. I was doing X, Y, and Z. And then back in March, oh my gosh, when I was just starting the year, here's what happened too. So it's looking back at your year in review from the position of 2019 and playing it out in your mind almost as a movie and writing it out. And then you can ask yourself, who did I become to make that a reality? And standing at that point of the end of 2019, who have you become? Did you become more courageous? Did you stop caring what people think? Did you become someone who can speak in front of 1,000 people? Did you become someone who launched your show, your podcast? Did you become someone who wrote a book? Like, who did you become to be able to achieve that goal, and all the habits, all the attributes of the person who achieves that goal? So let's say, for example, you're not at the financial abundance that you desire to get to yet. So you can look at, hey, I'm doing these habits right now. How's it working out for me? What's my current level of income? Okay, it's the end of 2019 now. What new habits have I adopted? Who have I become? What are the characteristics and the qualities? Maybe I'm way more intentional with my word. Maybe I'm very calculated with my promises or my boundaries that I have. And people, when people used to ask me, I used to be a pushover and I'd say, okay, yeah, we can do that. And now I really guard my time because that's what it took to get to six figures or seven figures or whatever the number is. So it's really designing from the end in mind and being inspired by it and step into that inspiration, step into that excitement. Like, what really would excite you if you achieve that by the end of 2019? I would say that's the first thing, is designing it, journaling about it. And then if you have a coach like Melanie or myself, you can speak about it with them and have that coach help you get clarity on, hey, what is really the vision and how can you break it down into bite-sized steps to be able to achieve it?
Yeah. You know, and I think one of the things I would love to talk about for a minute is what happens if that vision is scary, right?
Good.
So many people, like, they pull back from their vision and they start to second guess it. And they're like, oh, it's too big, or that'll never happen for me. Or, you know, it's like we start to limit the vision instead of really going for it and letting ourselves, you know, stretch into this bigger possibility. So what would you say to someone who may be second guessing that vision that they've crafted for themselves?
Yeah. So we have actually in Jack Canfield's book, Success Principles, I believe it says something like 99% is a, you know, BITCH, it's a real challenge. And then 100% is a breeze, right? So if you are someone who wants to achieve really great things, set your goal for 100%, set your goal for the biggest dream. If you wind up a little bit short, then hey, you're a little bit short, but you're miles ahead of where you would have been if you would have played small. So let's say your goal is seven figures and you earn $600,000 or $700,000. Like, that's still huge progress. That's still something to celebrate because you made that much growth in so short a time, right? So I think the big thing is to recognize that when you get afraid, one, you're focusing on what will go wrong versus being solution focused. Don't be problem focused. Don't be focused on all the things that might go wrong. Be focused on what is going to go right. So focus on all the reasons why it will work. Focus on all the reasons why you are equipped, why you are resourceful enough, why you are capable enough to achieve those things. Look back at your past successes. Leverage those. Use those as a foundation to springboard up from. Say, man, I've already achieved this, this, and this. If I've done that, then heck yeah, I can do that. You can also look at other people. What have others achieved in similar circumstances or on their own? You know, like, people have achieved crazy, incredible things. And if you find those success stories and leverage those and remind yourself, hey, if they can do it, if he or she can do it, then I can definitely do it. That's super powerful to raise your belief as well. And then the other thing is, when those doubts come up, like, how do you respond to them? Do you treat them as real, or do you treat them as something that your mind is creating, your brain is coming up with? That's another thing that achievers do, is like, they hear the thoughts, they hear the negative possibilities, but they don't pay attention to them. They don't give them weight. It's just a blip in their mind, and then they stay laser focused. That's similar with the fathering and the mothering and the parenting, the vision. It's like, be more focused on the end result and having the success and the vision come to life than the failure or the possibility of failure.
I love that. And it's true. Like, if you really want to achieve things you've never done before, you are going to have fears. You are going to have resistance. You're going to have the how questions, but you can't let that stop you. You have to notice it and then keep moving, you know? And I think that's how people get from struggle mode to thrive mode.
Yeah. Yeah. And stepping into that energy, what's the energy of celebrating that you've completed it? You know, that's something I really do very well as I teach our clients and our mastermind members as well, is to speak about it as if now. So 1 year from now, like talk like it's already happened and get back into that energy. If you're feeling stuck or struggling and where you're at feels like miles away from where you want to be, then speak as if now so that you can get reconnected to the vision, to the dream, to the possibility. Because the more you think about it and like worry about it, the more disconnected you'll be. But the more you take action, whether it's journaling, whether it's creating vision boards, whether it's doing the damn thing, whether it's calling, whether it's, you know, like creating the event, writing the book, whatever, doing the workouts, like as long as you're taking action on it, you're fueling it, you're feeding that dream. So it's better to do something and make some progress than to sit spinning your wheels and wondering and in fear. And I found that, you know, changing your state, making sure that you can get into a great state. I know, Melanie, you have tons of NLP that you've gone through and you teach your audience that can really help them get into that state, that optimal primed state for success. You know, that's super huge too, to be able to like get our body physiology into a prime state so that the thought is not more powerful than the momentum of excitement and enthusiasm and energy that you can create with your body through, you know, jumping up and down or whatever kind of rituals or habits that you have to succeed.
Mm. Yep. I'm a big fan of NLP, especially on yourself. You know, as you were talking about what it takes to really parent your vision and getting clear about it, and you're sharing some examples, I was thinking of a story I've heard you talk about in terms of how you created clarity around your vision for something in your life that came true. Mm-hmm. You know, would you have an example you care to share about how that came through for you?
Absolutely. So I believe you're referring to the woman of my dreams being manifested. And, you know, just some background. I grew up really shy and introverted. I was terrible at communication. I was super self-conscious. I didn't feel like I was worth anything. I felt like I was small, powerless, all this, right? It's hard to believe today. And, you know, 10 years ago or so, that's who I was. And I went through college and I didn't have a girlfriend for about 6 years because I was really afraid of myself and afraid that I wasn't enough. And then I got a girlfriend and it was cool, but it only lasted for about 2 months because I still had a lot more work to do. And I kept working on myself. So just trust that when you do the work on yourself, anything is possible. Okay. So I just want to give that background. And about 3 or so years ago, I designed my dream woman. I started writing about who she is. What are her characteristics? What are her qualities? So whether this is a dream woman that you're attracting or some other dream, getting specificity on what it's like, what it feels like, what are the emotions, what are the details, what's the conversation like, where do you go, what are the sensations, what's the experience like? The more picturesque and story-like that you're able to create that, the more powerful that you're able to call that dream into reality. Okay, so I started designing this dream woman about 3 years ago. And I was writing down these descriptions of her. You know, she has beautiful, beautiful, radiant smile. She's got, you know, pardon my French, but perfect boobs, perfect butt, perfect, perfect, like everything, right? She's awesome. And I said, she's from Europe, right? She's from Europe. She speaks multiple languages. She's brilliant with business. She speaks in public and all these things. And I got so crystal clear on who she is and how she made me feel. And at one point last year, when I was on my 12-hour marathon, I was like, you know what? I want to talk about this dream woman because I feel inspired to share about something I'm creating. This is important to me. And that's another recommendation, another gold nugget, is the more you speak about it with other people, the more it becomes real and the faster it comes into your reality, just so you know. So I took my platform that I had created and leveraged it to supercharge my creation power. And I started calling it into existence. And I said, you know, it's so amazing. We're over in Europe. We're traveling around in Greece and Italy and vacationing. And it's amazing. And we're coaching while we're on the computer because we have a location independent business and multiple streams of income. And it's like the most amazing thing. And I'm just speaking about it. So I did that multiple times. I want to say like 5 or 6 times on the 12-hour marathon. And I was just going off, you know, like a rampage of creation, so to speak, and appreciation, as Abraham Hicks talks about. And I was just creating and creating and creating. And then I had to break through some limiting beliefs. I challenged myself to get outside of my comfort zone and go ask random women to kiss me. It's another side story, but you know, really just like totally breaking out of my shell to become the man who's courageous enough to attract her. And back in February of earlier this year, I went to a mastermind that I didn't really want to go to. And I heard that she didn't really want to be there either. And we ended up meeting each other at lunch and had some really great chemistry. And that night we hung out and kissed her on the very first day that I met her. It was just like totally, you know, meant to be. And I wouldn't have been able to be that courageous and that grounded and present. She took me through some meditations. I was really vulnerable and transparent with her. And that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't spoken it into existence and created her and been so crystal clear on who she is and how she makes me feel. So that's what's possible when you cultivate a burning obsession. You know, that's something that we didn't really talk about as well. When you're a father or a mother, you have a burning obsession to protect your child, your what you're giving birth to, because it's yours. It's life or death, right? It's like a burning obsession to make sure that it has the best chance of survival and thriving and being its best, you know, kid growing up. And same thing with your vision. If you have that burning obsession, that is what will carry you. That is what will take you the distance to be able to manifest the vision. So having a burning obsession, talking about it, sharing about it with everyone, doesn't matter what they think or say, really standing in your power that you deserve it, you want it, you're calling it, you it's yours. That's super huge. So, you know, anything's possible when you get clear on what you want, when you get that clarity up front, and then take massive action to align with it and receive it.
I'm so glad you shared the story, and I've heard you both share it from your own perspectives. And so you've alluded to this a few times as we've been talking, and it's this idea of being your greatest possible self. And how that factors into, you know, the difference between setting an intention and really claiming your best year. Like, what do you think accelerates us becoming our greatest possible selves?
Let's see. So accelerates is like we talked about with the clarity, understanding who it is first, what is the version of your greatest possible self, and how does that person live? How does that person live their lifestyle? So for me, just for an example, I got tons of contrast in my life, noticing where I wasn't being my greatest possible self because I declared, and I have a brand called Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. So anytime I wasn't in alignment with that, like I got to see, hey, Chris, wake up. I got some, you know, slaps and bats to the side of the face. Like, I'm not being my greatest possible self. Wake up. And so that's huge, is like having a clear vision of where you want to be with that. And then as far as like what you can do to accelerate yourself becoming your greatest possible self, the best thing that I have found to do is to design my environment so that I'm being programmed to be my best self and to challenge myself, to stretch myself, to step into new roles that I don't even know how to do, right? Like when you first start launch an event, write a book, start a podcast, whatever, right? You don't know how to do it, but you learn. And it's through that process of being willing to get uncomfortable. The more you're willing to get outside of your comfort zone, the more you're willing to be more bold. I don't want to say, I know you're doing like the Own Your Bold Challenge. So that's super awesome, right? Like step into your bold self. And the more that you can really be courageous in and audacious and challenge yourself to get outside of your comfort zone and be willing to share your vision with others so that they can give feedback, so that they can hear what you're saying and they can say, hey, you know, that's awesome, go for it. Or they can say, hey, you're playing a little bit too small. Why don't you do it instead of in 3 months, in the next month? Why don't you challenge yourself to write the book? What would that be like? You know, so I really think it comes to be your greatest possible self. It comes from challenging yourself to grow. When you are growing, when you have that experience of pressing up against the limits, you will feel fulfilled. You will feel like you're becoming your greatest possible self. So taking on roles such as volunteering, and this is a challenge because a lot of people have time management issues and they feel like they don't have enough time. And I would say if if it's in an industry that you want to get, you plant your roots in, if it's in a position or a community that you want to grow within, find something that you can align with, whether it's if you want to write a book, go find a Facebook group that's all about writing books and commit yourself to being going live every week and talking about book writing, or asking the administrator, hey, how can I support? How can I help out? How can I volunteer and contribute to the group? What can I do? That's what I did when I first started with Toastmasters. I quickly became the president of the club because I kept asking, hey, what are new roles that I can take on? Same thing with speaking on stage. I was with a success company, and I started volunteering for them and said, hey, how do I get on stage? And so after working with them enough times, I built that trust and they started putting me on the stage. So take on new opportunities that you don't know how to do. Volunteer. And if you can, host things. The fastest way to become the go-to authority and the person who knows what you're doing and the expert, so to speak, and to build the credibility and the connection with the community is to host things. Start hosting, if it's weekly Facebook Lives, maybe it's mastermind calls, maybe it's live events once a month, whatever that is for you. Find ways to host things and put yourself in that position where you don't know how to do it. And you're going to stretch yourself because you're going to find out. You're going to, you know, jump off the cliff and build the wings on the way down. You're going to throw your hat over the wall first and then figure out how to go get it later, whatever that analogy is for you. But I really find that it's in challenging yourself to grow by taking on responsibilities that you don't know how to do, but you rise to the occasion to find out and to learn that those skills and wisdom.
Okay. I have two questions that came out from what you just said. One is, so let's dial this down for someone who's maybe really busy and overwhelmed. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so crazy trying to do this, the very thing that, you know, I already have on my plate. How do I add more? Right. If we could just chunk it down to the one most meaningful thing somebody could do that would like catapult them.
So I think this is tough, but I really think it's delegation. I think it's learning how to build a team. Be a master at building a team and you will be able to succeed at anything, because it's not so much about you having the right information or resources. It's about you being resourceful enough. So if you find that you're stressed out and you don't have enough time, it's likely that you're trying to do everything on your own, or you don't have systems in place to be able to take the workload off your plate. So that's that. I would say that's hands down the biggest thing to grow. That's like growth too. You know, it's like really not trying to do it all on your own, one person, but it's giving people the permission and expanding the trust, expanding the organization, expanding the team to be able to serve more people, to be able to produce greater value in the world. That would be the number one thing.
I always knew you were my brother from another mother because that's exactly what worked for me. And I thought you would actually say something else, and it's my second one. So that's my first one, and my second one was who I invested in spending time with. And I've heard you allude to it throughout what we've talked about so far today, and I know you well enough to know that this has been really huge for you. But I think if you, and it's almost like a variation of team, right? It's like, yeah, it's your champion team. And this may be your coach, and it may be a mastermind that you join. It may be getting involved in community. But I have actually found, and I think you share this, is that if I spend more time with people who are champions, who are up to big things, who are really like playing bigger, thinking bigger, and stretching themselves all the time, that energy, it's so much easier to pick up on that and like embody that. Totally. But if I'm trying to like move this big rock up a hill all by myself, and I'm in my own head all day long, and I'm not infusing that greater possibility from that I see other people doing, then it's very easy to play small.
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the reasons why I created my show, right? It's like I have to fill the lineup up every week. We have up to 9 interview slots with leaders, role models, and experts who are changing the world. So it's like I designed a platform where I have to show up every week and fill it up with great content and great guests. So I'm automatically in networking mode everywhere I go. I'm like, okay, who's a guest? Who can, you know, support our audience this week? Who can we help get their message out? And that's another thing, is like adding value first. Like, how can you contribute to these people? If there's someone who you look up to, let's say they have millions of subscribers or followers or whatever, you know, how do you get their attention? How can you surround yourself with those people? Well, one of the ways is to join a mastermind or something that they're hosting, right? Invest in that relationship. I highly recommend that. And if you're not at that point yet, find out what you can do that moves the needle for them. Maybe it's they're selling books. Maybe it's they're selling tickets to an event. Maybe they want to get on better shows and you are connecting someone, say, and you connect two people to the shows and they're able to get on shows that they wouldn't have access to otherwise. So I think it's asking these people, these influential people, hey, what really would move the needle for you if I contributed? What's something that you're really looking for? What's your top goal, top objective in 2019 or this quarter or whatever, however you want to ask it? Find out what is really important to people and go serve them, and you'll build that credibility. You'll build that goodwill, that transactional bank account, so to speak, the relational bank account. You invest in that bank account so you can make a withdrawal later, like having someone who has millions of followers or subscribers come on your show or come to your event or whatever it might be. You invest in it up front and start building that goodwill. That's something that I have truly, I would say, am mastering by having a 12-hour marathon where I give so many people an option, an opportunity to share their message with our audience. So build up that goodwill, invest first in the relationship. Maybe it's in coaching, maybe it's in masterminds, but really like go that extra mile to show people that you are committed to building a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a smart way to do it. Do you have like a one or two other habits that you think are really critical? Like, I know we've talked a lot about different habits throughout this, but I think habits are like, that's really where things either it becomes a ritual or it falls apart there.
Yeah. So for me, I would say the habit that has changed my life and business the most is going out to events, going to live events, going to seminars. You know, I've done so many different like courses and programs and different schools of training that I've met so many different people. And that's really where I feel people have an opportunity like to get out of their little bubble, their little comfort zone, and go to somewhere new where the universe can deliver a gem. The universe can deliver an opportunity for them to take action on. So number one is live events. Get out there, go meet people, whatever it takes. That's number one. And the other one that has been huge for me, especially recently, I recommend reading, I recommend journaling. Those have been doing those for years and super powerful. And if you want to know like what I'm doing today that's changing me the most, it would be mirror work. And mirror work is really looking in the mirror and affirming and having a relationship with yourself, because so many people are lacking self-confidence. So many people are lacking self-worth, lacking deserving. They feel lack, right? There's an experience of lack. They're not enough. They're not popular enough. They're not successful enough. They're not making enough money. So when you learn to love yourself more than anyone else could, when you learn that it's right, it's good, it's in your best interest, and it's imperative, it's essential that you love yourself, and you dive into that, and you expand that, and you feed that, and you cultivate that, you nurture the love for yourself, then anything else is possible, because it doesn't matter what people think or say. When you have a vision, you know that the vision came from you, and you are worthy, you are valuable, you are loved. So the basic process that I've been using, and it was created by Lisa Nichols, and it's 3x7s. And it's, you look in your mirror and you look at yourself in the eyes and you say first name, or here's an example. I would say, Chris, I am so proud of you. So the first seven things you say seven things that you're proud of about yourself. The middle seven things are seven things you forgive yourself for. And then the last seven things are seven things you commit to or promise yourself, because people are lacking in the self-appreciation and self-celebration. So that's why that first portion of acknowledgement and being proud of yourself builds that self-esteem. People are holding on to a lot of stuff from the past and resentment and guilt. So the forgiveness allows them to be free of that. And then the last part is the promise and commit and things that you are going to do. And that builds the trust in yourself. So being able to look at yourself in the mirror, for example, I'd say, Chris, I'm proud of you that you showed up on this interview today. I'm proud of you that you made your bed today. I'm proud of you that you made those sales calls today. And do your best to stay locked into your eyes, because that's like where the deepest connection with your soul and reaching into your subconscious and reprogramming it for success and to really love yourself. That's where it happens, is when you really stay locked in your iris, in your eyes. So do that 7 times for 7 things you're proud of. And then I would say, Chris, I forgive you. I forgive you for not taking out the trash. Chris, I forgive you for not showing up at that recital for Judy. I forgive you for not making those sales calls. I forgive you for not working out this morning, whatever that is. And so you start to build that language and that fluency, that fluidity and ease of forgiving yourself and letting go of things, because so many people are holding on to things that they don't need to be carrying anymore. Go ahead and put that down. You can go ahead and put that down behind you and create freedom and ease and lightness for yourself, peace for yourself to create in moving forward. And then the last 7 is going to be, Chris, I commit to you that I'm going to do my habits today. Chris, I commit to you that I'm taking this New Year's commitment, this New Year's declaration and intention, and carrying it all the way through 2019. Okay. So you do that. You do those 3x7s, 7, 7, 7, every single day, your life will transform. Do that for 30 days. And a lot of people, oh my gosh, a lot of people have so much trouble, so many challenges just going through the forgiveness part. They start breaking down and crying and like not even being able to like handle it because they haven't given themselves that space and that forgiveness and that love in so long. So that would be huge, is doing those 3x7s, do the mirror work, learn to love yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, let yourself know how proud you are of yourself, because nobody's going to come and do it for you. You have to be the self-sourcing power in your life. So that would be it.
Oh my God. I love that. It's so powerful. And I'm just thinking about all the high achievers who put so much attention and energy on where they need to be next. And they do so little of that being in the moment and really appreciating and having a relationship with themselves that's, appreciating everything we've already done, right? Yeah. So that could be very powerful. I'm sure we could come up with another 2 hours worth of things to talk about here.
Totally could, Melanie.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And I know you have a resource that I think really ties into what you're just sharing, right? This daily habit that can transform your relationship with your progress. But you've got some daily affirmations that you want to share.
Yep, absolutely. So affirmations are so important. I'll share the link in a sec, but affirmations are so important because if you don't have that priming activity to prime your day, to get into state, like I was talking about with NLP and really supercharging yourself, then you're not going to go into your day powerfully, and you're not going to be able to as resourcefully, as effectively be able to handle what life throws at you. So affirmations are super important. I do them every day, declare who I am, what I'm committed to, what I'm creating. And it's so, so powerful. So we created a resource for your listeners, Melanie, and we just wanted to say thank you for listening to this podcast. And to me, you know, I appreciate everyone who's listened and tuned in. And you can access that at beyourgps.com/amplify success.
Awesome. I will make sure to put that in the show notes as well if you didn't catch that link, but it's beyourgps.com/amplify success. I'm a huge fan of affirmations and mantras and really, you know, it's probably one of my greatest breakthroughs in becoming the person who is capable is learning to talk to myself in a more powerful and supportive way, right?
Yes,
you know, I didn't really get that conditioning out of the gate. I had to learn how to do that. And having a morning routine where I talk to myself in a loving and powerful and inspiring way has really been a game changer, as I know for a lot of other people too.
Totally.
Chris, thanks so much for helping us light the fire today and revealing some very powerful steps to claim your best year ever. If we could just wrap up with, I think like an, I, you know, maybe one of your favorite mantras or affirmations that keep you fired up.
I love it. So perfect to have your best year ever. Well, it's going to start with today, right? Like to have your best year ever, it starts with this moment today. So I always say today is the best day ever. It's the best day ever. And I feel it and I radiate it and I step into that. And whether you have a flat tire, whether you had a loss of a loved one, I know it can be challenging to say that, to really step into that and embody that, or you're just having a decent day, whatever it might be, when you create that, it's the best day ever because there's a lesson, there's a gem, there's wisdom, there is this moment. It's all we have. When you step into that, it's the best moment, it's the best day, your life will completely transform. And if you continue that habit, if you continue that discipline and reaffirming and declaring that to the world, saying, universe, I'm creating that today is the best day ever. I'm creating even more abundance, prosperity, success. And even though I might be comparing myself, I might be comparing yesterday or last year, or, you know, the day I got married, my birthday, the day I turned 21, whatever it was, like I might be comparing that to today, and it might not seem like it measures up. And I know that that's all not the present. So there's no point in comparing. There's no point in holding on to that. So from this fresh, clean slate, today is the best day ever. And I encourage you and empower you to take that on every single day, because that will truly transform your life. If you need help with it, definitely reach out to me. I'd love to have a conversation with you about shifting that perspective so you can step into your greatest possible self.
Thanks, Chris. And thanks for listening in today. I hope you are as fired up as I am. Thanks so much for listening in.
Thank you.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.